Marylanders went to the polls today to choose nominees for just about every office, from president to mayor to city council. WYPR's news team fanned out to polling places throughout the region, and news director Joel McCord has this based on their reports.
The day started with some fireworks when nearly 1,500 people showed up at Sandy's Learning Center on Elamont Avenue to work for mayoral candidate Catherine Pugh. They said they were promised paying jobs to work at the polls, but things went south when campaign staffers said they didn't need anyone else. Witnesses said angry people began smashing the windshields of cars parked along the street, and someone called police. Leon Mason was one of those in line, and he was not happy.
I stood in line until this incident happened, until 9 o'clock. When the incident happened, people started getting out of control. When they said they had a cutoff point, they had enough people, it was time for me to get out. But I'm saying, why would you have me sign up and I can't get paid?
Police later charged Jerome Tuggle, 53, with destruction of property. They said he allegedly used a brick or a rock to break out the window on a security vehicle parked in the area. Pugh said later it wasn't surprising that many people showed up to work, given the city's high unemployment rate. And she promised to pay them all.
Some people were, you know, wanted to be paid right away. That's not the process. But what I've said to my campaign is we will pay everyone there. You know, we'll be broke at the end of this, but that's okay. You know, I'd rather see it go to the campaign workers and the people out there who are unemployed, who need an opportunity to work today. And so we're okay.
And that's not the only place things got a little wild. A Donald Trump campaign worker said she was verbally assaulted at a polling place in Annapolis. The worker, who identified herself only as Paulette, said a woman lurched and lunged at her, cursed her, and threatened to tear up her Trump sign. Paulette said she felt as if her safe space was being violated. She called police, but her alleged assailant was gone by the time they got there. Elections officials in the region reported steady but not a significant turnout by early afternoon. A line of canvassers wearing Sheila Dixon, Bernie Sanders, Sean Tarrant, and John Bullock t-shirts greeted voters at Gilmore Elementary School in Sandtown, Winchester, Freddie Gray's neighborhood. Lucky Crosby, who works for the City Housing Authority, was one of those with a Dixon t-shirt. But he wasn't necessarily demanding you vote for his candidate.
It's not about who you vote for right now, it's about that you vote. Particularly important in Sandtown, Winchester, who has historically been disenfranchised by politicians who look like us.
But McDonald McBride, who was voting at Lakeland Elementary Middle School, was threatening to move back to Boston if his candidate, David Warnock, loses.
I am retiring and moving out of Baltimore to the city. Well, I'm going back to where I came from, where at least the clue.
The 64-year-old has lived in Lakeland for the last 17 years, but he says he's had it with Baltimore.
So I'm frustrated my candidate's not going to win. But if he does win, I will stay.
There were no lines at the polls at New Era Academy in Cherry Hill, where 74-year-old Antoinette Lacey voted this morning. She said she voted for incumbent Jack Young for city council president and for Donna Edwards in the Democratic Senate primary.
The mayor, who did I vote for? Oh my goodness. I'm excited. I think Pugh. Well, I know that she had influence over the new school that we have in Baltimore, and she's been in a long time and have had a lot of experience.
The polls will remain open until 8, just in case you haven't had a chance to vote yet. With Rachel Bay, Kenneth Burns, Karen Hostler, John Lee, and Jonna McCone, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.